Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
It was back to the White House for Governor Cuomo today, who met with President Trump about helping New York reopen and re-energize its economy.
The governor was notably vague about the meeting, saying simply that it was a good discussion.
He's going to be thinking about it, talk to his team, and he said we'll talk next week.
Cuomo is looking for federal money to pay for large-scale infrastructure projects. They include the Gateway Tunnel, the Second Avenue Subway, and the LaGuardia AirTrain.
And actually get them up and running, because we have to do this work anyway, and because we need the jobs now. More than ever.
The governor feels there can be no national recovery unless New York leads the way. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
Long Island has started to reopen. It's phase one of a four-step process. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall has reaction.
The book review is known near and far for its famous author visits, large children's section, and friendly staff here in Huntington Village. And today, the general manager, Julie Wernersbach, was very happy that curbside pickup began, and she gets to see some of her customers again.
We miss our customers so, so much. I mean, you know, we miss our big, bustling bookstore. We miss those daily conversations with people about books, about their lives.
And in Sayville, Tara Farrell, owner of Out of the Blue, tells me,
reopening is everything. It's my business, families that work for me, that everybody's back employed.
Frank Pizzuto of Sayville Pizza says he has been busy, but he feels for his neighboring small business owners that were forced to close.
I personally feel they should not have been told to close. All your other places, your big stores, your Targets, your Costcos, your restaurant depots, your Home Depots, they're open. People are in there, flocking in there.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Two burglars in Queens made off with more than $30,000 in goods from businesses that are closed because of the pandemic. Police believe the two are connected to seven separate break-ins in Queens Village in April and May, mostly on Hillside Avenue. The unidentified thieves hit a Papa John's, a local beauty salon, and a Metro PCS just days apart. In another burglary, they stole $18,000 in cash, liquor, and kitchen utensils from an Indian restaurant. The NYPD has released video footage of the two. Governor Murphy has said reopening of parks and beaches in New Jersey hasn't been a cause for concern because residents have largely followed social distancing rules. But if a spike were to happen, how long would it take to see it? New Jersey State epidemiologist Dr. Christina Tan says,
if, God forbid, we actually had some sort of situation, we'd probably start seeing some sort of spike about, like, you know, up to 14 days from now. But again, you know, we have to take into account, you know, that there have been some gradual reopening efforts. And so, you know, we would monitor that along the way. And we would probably see a lot of, you know, we could potentially start to see issues about 5 or 6 days afterwards, because that's usually the median from which people, from the point of exposure to when they get symptoms, up to 14 days.
Let's get a check of our weather forecast heading over to the Weather Center. Here's meteorologist Craig Allen.
And that south-southeasterly wind has also dropped the temperature down to 59 down along the Rockaways as well as around the Verrazano and lower Brooklyn, lower Queens, that whole area. 59, whereas it's in the 60s, upper 60s to mid-70s rest of the region. We did get close to 80 before all this started to move back in. We were 79, I believe, this afternoon. So fog is returning, and here we go again, about 60 for a low tonight, a damp 60. And that's how it starts tomorrow morning, with the afternoon showing varying amounts of clouds. Not as bright as these last few days. High 70 to 75, there's even a chance of a shower or two right on into Thursday night. Friday, clouds, a little sunshine, 75 to 80, and it will be humid, too, on Friday, with a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. So we're down to 71, even in the city, humidity 73%.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.